From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The leading suspect in the Paris terrorist attacks appears in court. Salah Abdeslam entered a courthouse in the French capital just hours after his extradition from Belgium. The 26-year-old Frenchman who lives in Brussels had been on the run since the November 13 Paris attacks. He was caught just days before the March 22 Brussels attack. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for both. The United States is urging Ukraine to start jailing corrupt officials after months of political turmoil. U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for European Affairs Victoria Nuland said in Kiev Wednesday that she was encouraged by the government's commitment to reforms. Former U.S. House Speaker Dennis Hastert has been sentenced to 15 months in prison. Hastert's case involves hush money paid to one of at least four male former students he allegedly abused sexually decades ago. Hastert must also undergo sex offender treatment, 2 years of supervised release after prison, and pay $250,000 in fines. Before sentencing, Chicago Federal Court Judge Thomas Thornton described Hastert as a serial child molester. After a string of primary election victories Tuesday, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton appear close to becoming their party's nominees for president. Trump now needs to win just half of the remaining available delegates to claim the nomination on the first ballot at this summer's Republican convention. On the Democratic side, Clinton is close to defeating her sole competitor, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Sanders plans to begin laying off hundreds of campaign workers around the country. This is VOA News.